Welcome to the 40th episode of the Jesus to Mankind series. We are covering the final messages Jesus Christ has given to the world through the Book of Truth, written by Maria Divine Mercy to prepare it for His second coming. Before we continue with the messages, I would like to remind everyone about the importance of reading the Bible. Although the focus of this series is on the Book of Truth, the importance of the Bible cannot be understated. The Bible is the true Word of God. It is available for everyone to read and understand. It contains the full truth. Today, the teachings of the Bible have been twisted due to human interpretation. This is one of the reasons the Book of Truth is being presented to the world now, to take away all human interpretation and bring us back to the simple teachings of God. When you read the Bible, you should never think of the stories as something in the past. You should never treat the events as something that happened once and will never happen again. In reality, the world has not learned from the lessons God has passed down to us through the generations. For example, if you read the stories about God's prophets, you will understand that they were always rejected. The people did not want to listen to their messages given to them directly from God and cast them to one side. Instead, the people always favored the false prophets and the messages they had to give to the world. The same thing will happen today. God's true prophets will be cast to one side. People will find it very difficult to listen to them. When Jesus Christ came the first time, people rejected Him, treated His word as heresy, and finally, they ended up killing Him on the cross. People may think, if Jesus Christ was to come again today, that He would not be treated the same way. But in reality, we would crucify Him again. If you read the Bible, you will understand that history repeats itself over and over again, and people do not learn from the past. During the time of Noah, the world was so bad that God ended up flooding the entire world, and very few survived that catastrophe. The world we live in today is worse than it was in the time of Noah, so we can expect chastisements to befall the world. The Book of Truth does not contradict or take away from the teachings of the Bible. Remember, the Book of Truth was prophesied in the Book of Daniel. God loves us so much, He is going through extraordinary lengths to wake us up to the times we are living in. It is not that humanity deserves these gifts. It is through the mercy of God that we are being given them. Read the Bible, read the Book of Truth. Accept the hand of God as it is outstretched towards us. All He wants to do is save us from His enemies and bring us to heaven, our rightful home, where we will have eternal life. Now I'm going to continue with the messages where we left off in the last episode. The message is titled, Virgin Mary, the times ahead will be challenging for all Christians, given on Friday, January 4th, 2013. Mary says, My dear children, you must pray that the Christian churches wake up to the truth of these messages. It will be by the power of their numbers that they will continue to uphold the teachings of my Son. He, my precious Son, desires the loyalty of all His followers. You must pray that those amongst His churches with responsibility for the daily proclamation of His holy word remain loyal to Him at all times. I must urge you not to listen to any new doctrine which will be presented in the name of my Son, Jesus Christ, which does not come in His holy name. The times ahead will be challenging for all Christians. You will need great perseverance if you wish to remain true to God. When you are challenged, bullied, and persecuted by other Christians to accept new laws which you will know in your heart are not from God, then you must recite this crusade prayer to keep you true to your faith. Crusade Prayer 91, Keep Me True to My Faith. O Blessed Mother of Salvation, protect me in my hour of need, when I am confronted with evil. Help me to defend the word of God with strength and courage, without any fear in my soul. Pray that I remain loyal to the teachings of Christ, and that I can fully surrender my fears, my worries, and my sadness completely. Help me so that I can walk fearlessly ahead on this lonely path in order to proclaim the truth of the holy word of God, even when the enemies of God make this task almost impossible. O Blessed Mother, I ask that through your intercession, the faith of all Christians remain strong at all times during the persecution. Amen. Children, you must remember that when your faith is constantly being challenged, insulted, and sneered at, that my son suffers with you. This suffering and persecution is, as it was during his cruel trial, during which he was accused of heresy for simply speaking the truth. The truth, when spoken, attracts controversy, anger, and sometimes violence. Know that my son will give you the strength you will need to endure this time of great difficulty. Listen, children, to my call. I will intercede on your behalf to keep you strong, and my son will shower you with special graces to enable you to avoid being bullied into accepting blasphemous laws which will cause a great rift in the Christian churches, and in particular, the Catholic Church. I love you and offer you my prayers at every stage of your journey on the path of truth. Your beloved mother, Mother of Salvation. The next message is titled, Please Recite This Crusade Prayer, 92, for the Grace of Perseverance, given on Sunday, January 6th, 2013. Jesus says, My dearly beloved daughter, it is through the Holy Spirit that strangers from all over the world are now responding to this call from heaven. It can only be by the power of the Holy Spirit that so many thousands of souls have come together with love in their hearts in order to follow my crusade prayer groups. You will know immediately when a mission from God is authentic by the numbers who are called and who unite as one in my holy name. No questions are raised, no money sought, no arguments, all simply joined together out of their love for me. Because of the response of so many souls to my crusade prayers in so many nations, I now give them this blessing. My beloved disciples, you bring me great joy and comfort for the loyalty and perseverance you have demonstrated. I bless you with the gift of the Holy Spirit. From this day, for every task you undertake to help me to save souls before my second coming, I will give you a special grace which you will recognize immediately. It is the grace of perseverance in the face of adversity. Please recite this crusade prayer, 92, for the grace of perseverance. O dear Jesus, I ask you for the gift of perseverance. I beg you to bestow upon me the graces I need to uphold your most holy word. I ask you to rid me of any lingering doubts. I ask you to flood my soul with kindness, patience, and perseverance. Help me to remain dignified when I am insulted in your holy name. Make me strong and cover me with the grace to keep going, even when I am tired, lacking in strength, and when faced with all the tribulations which lie ahead, as I work tirelessly to help you save humanity. Amen. Go, my precious followers, and know that my heart bursts with love and joy as I witness your love when you respond to my call. I love you. I cover you with my precious blood. Your Jesus. The next message is titled, Only by the power of God do you exist. Only by the love of God will you live forever. Given on Monday, January 7th, 2013. Jesus says, My dearly beloved daughter, you may wonder why, when I communicate with you, that it seems like the most natural thing in the world. Sometimes you ask why you do not feel overpowered by my presence. I allow this, for you would find it impossible to stand before my presence, as you would faint with the power of my light. Yet, I allow you to glimpse a little of this divine light, as a special gift. It is because then you will grasp just how powerful my light, my love, and my spirit is. If man were to glimpse but just a fraction of my divine presence, he would be so overwhelmed that he could not stand the light, as it would blind him. This is the distance which sin places between man and his Creator. When my light is shown to souls, they can only be embraced by me in my kingdom, when they have been purified. Only those of you who humble yourselves before me can be enveloped within the light of my mercy. No matter how much you claim to love me, you must redeem yourselves constantly before me, if you are to be given this gift of my mercy. To each sinner I say this: not an hour goes by when in your thoughts, your lips, and by your actions do you not sin. But when you quietly accept your weakness and are full of love for me, and I can see your sorrow, then I will forget your iniquities in an instant. When I come to cover you with my divine mercy before my second coming, it will be to offer you the purification needed so that you can be embraced and taken into the security and safety of my divine light. My light on that day will cover the earth. Many, although blinded by the light of my great mercy, will instantly accept my hand of salvation. To be accepted into the light of my mercy, you must accept that the power of God is eternal. Only by the power of God do you exist. Only by the love of God will you live forever. Those who reject the light can only find darkness. Darkness can only mean one thing: that you accept the life of eternal suffering offered to you by the evil one. Allow my light to shine down upon you, but first, you must earn the right to share in this powerful light, which offers you a place in my kingdom forever. I bless you. I call you. Come to me without fear, for I wait patiently for you. If only you would come to me, you would then understand the truth of my promise. Your Jesus. The next message is titled, "Do Not Listen to Exaggerated Claims You May Hear About the End Times," given on Tuesday, January 8th, 2013. Jesus says, "My dearly beloved daughter, when I wish to prepare the world for my second coming, I must ask that all of my followers trust in me completely. I love you. I will always respond to your prayers in order to mitigate the evil acts which are being planned in the world by the enemies of God. I protect you, my beloved followers. While I could never hide the truth from you, I must warn you against the inaccurate prophecies which are being delivered by false prophets in the world at this point in time, and which create terror in the hearts of souls. The hand of my Father, as I have told you before, will fall on those wicked people when they try to take God's children from the earth before they are fit to enter my kingdom. You must never allow fear to destroy hope, or terror to destroy love. Love will destroy evil. Love will increase in the world and be spread because of the grace of God in response to the prayers of His children. Do not listen to exaggerated claims you may hear about the end times. Do not allow such tales, many of which amount to fiction, to upset you or frighten you. I, Jesus Christ, in my mercy, will destroy evil. I will never give up on souls. God is love. God's power is almighty. God is merciful. Never forget that. Pray, 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 for you must not allow your hearts to be troubled when prayer can mitigate much of the evil in the world. Surrender to me in love, hope, and joy, and I will take away all your fears and unnecessary worries. When you are preparing for a great celebration, you will always be joyful and excited. And although many disruptions and difficult setbacks may occur before the great day, all will be forgotten when the sun rises at dawn on the much-anticipated day. This is how you must look upon my second coming. While the evil you will witness in the lead-up will frighten and disgust you, it will be short-lived, for soon it will all have been forgotten. Be at peace. Never lose hope in my great mercy. I will never forsake those who love me. Your Jesus." The next message is titled, "When you take away the truth or tamper with it, it is no longer the truth. All that is left is a shell." Given on Wednesday, January 9th, 2013. Jesus says, "My dearly beloved daughter, how familiar I am through the tongues of man every single day, and yet I am so far away from them. Many instinctively call out my name aloud in moments of expression without actually realizing how they use my name. Not only am I not revered, no respect of any kind is shown to me. My name is used to curse others at times of great friction. How this hurts and shocks me that I am used in this way. Many use my name in daily conversation, but not in a way which addresses my role as the savior of the human race. How I wish I could call upon those atheists and agnostics so that they could listen to how they use my name in their daily conversations. If it is a habit, then why don't you use another form of expression? Why do you include me if you do not accept me? Why do you use me as a form of blasphemy when you do not believe I exist? So many people dismiss me as not being important in their lives. I am pushed to one side as if I am of no consequence. Many souls who do believe in me do not practice their faith. As such, they fail to prepare their souls. So many do not know when they will be taken from this earth and into the next life, and have made a terrible mistake, for they are not fit to enter my kingdom. The day when souls find themselves divided into two groups, the truth of the future will finally be revealed to them. Woe to the man who has not prepared for this great day, and who wasted the time accorded to him on earth. To the others who have refused to listen to the truth, and who publicly demeaned and rejected me, their terror will be impossible to describe. There will be weeping, hysteria, and shock witnessed on that day, as these souls see that the path they chose led them only into the fires of the abyss. This is the time of spiritual renewal for souls who have been blessed with the gift to see how the prophecies of old are now taking place in the world as foretold. I look at the world and I see terrible confusion as people are being sucked into lies about how the world was created. These lies, which are designed to turn people away from the truth. I see good people being told to reject their understanding of my teachings and to throw them aside in favor of accepting sin. Then they are encouraged to applaud sin until they convince themselves that I, Jesus Christ, will turn a blind eye. The truth of my teachings lies at the very kernel of Christianity. When you take away the truth or tamper with it, it is no longer the truth. All that is left is a shell. It is time to discern whether or not you are prepared to allow yourselves to be deceived by modern New Age spiritualism, or to stand firm and defend the Holy Word of God. It may not seem to matter to you now, but when the day comes, when I come to judge, only the truth will be acceptable in my kingdom. When you accept lies, you are not being honest. You are not being truthful. Therefore, you will not receive graces. You will be like an empty vessel which sails in the seas, boasting of a cargo which exists only in your minds. It will be of no use to anyone, this false sense of security. It will not give you access to the keys of my new paradise. Pray every day as if tomorrow is your last day, because you do not know the time of my second coming. It will happen unexpectedly. When the day dawns, there will be little time to turn back. You will either accept me and my promise to bring you into my kingdom, or you will be sent to the place from which there is no return. Your Jesus. The next message is titled, "The Pain of Thorns is Now Being Felt by Leaders in the Catholic and Christian Churches," given on Friday, January 11th, 2013. Jesus says, "My dearly beloved daughter, please hear me and listen as I reveal my pain. My head, covered with thorns, is being crushed painfully as I endure the pain of my crucifixion 2,000 years after my time on earth. The time for my second coming is very close. Let no man doubt my promise to come again. Let no man doubt that it can be at any time. Prepare your souls, for the time is close. far better that you concentrate on the state of your souls than on the state of your future prosperity. The pain of thorns is now being felt by leaders in the Catholic and Christian churches. They suffer so as they are being force-fed doctrines dictated to them by political leaders, which pour forth from the mouth of the beast. To all those who attack my word through these messages, I must warn you that the battle between God and Satan at the end time is now. May my Father pardon you for your misdemeanors. May he pour down his mercy on your misguided and wayward ways, all of which condone sin. The pain of the crown of thorns, which are being pressed down in agony upon my Christian churches on earth, is being replicated at this time as foretold. The pain of rejection, the rejection of my word, my existence, and my teachings, is being felt not only by me, but by all of those poor souls who honor me, who proclaim my holy word, and who love me. My heart is entwined with them in love and suffering. They will know this immediately, for I now grant them the grace of the tears of love and conversion when they recite this crusade prayer. Crusade Prayer 93, for the tears of conversion. O my beloved Jesus, you are close to my heart. I am one with you. I love you. I cherish you. Let me feel your love. Let me feel your pain. Let me feel your presence. Grant me the grace of humility so that I am made worthy of your kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. Grant me the tears of conversion so that I can truly offer myself to you as a true disciple to help you in your mission to save every single soul on earth before you come again to judge the living and the dead. Amen. Go, my beloved followers. I promise that I will grant you the grace of the tears of conversion so that you will truly become united within my sacred heart when you recite this prayer. My heart embraces you, my cherished and loyal disciples. I love you. I am with you now in a way which you will find it hard to deny. Your beloved Jesus. The next message is titled, The Plan to Destroy the Catholic Church from Within Its Own Ranks is Already Underway, given on Saturday, January 12, 2013. Jesus says, My dearly beloved daughter, this is the time for the next phase in my plan to prepare the world for the new era, the new paradise, the kingdom promised by me, the Son of Man. My army must now gather and link as one in prayer, for the battle for souls has now intensified. The plans by the evil group, on a global scale, to legitimize wars, murder through euthanasia and abortion, is gathering momentum. The plan to destroy the Catholic Church from within its own ranks is already underway. Those souls in positions of power, and especially those within Christian churches who condone sin and try to legislate for it, know this. You will suffer terribly. The hand of my Father will intervene and destroy your plan. For every man and woman who tries to bring in laws against the will of God, they will face a terrible chastisement. Not only will they be struck down, their own nations will also be chastised. Enough has been endured by my Father. He will no longer tolerate such interference in his creation. The earth will be shaken, and not one man will fail to notice. What wickedness there is, and what cunning is in place, where terrible abominations are being introduced by humanity, which insult God. By these acts, man will have to face the wrath of my Father. Prayer and much of it can halt this wickedness. And it is because of your prayers that the divine interventions to punish mankind have been delayed. Now those nations whose rulers are driven by the spirit of evil will be wiped out. My beloved followers, you will suffer greatly as you witness the acts of disobedience against the laws of God. You must keep praying in order to mitigate the punishments by my Father. Now you must set up as many prayer groups for my crusade of prayers as possible in every nation. By doing this, you will allay the work of the evil group. My patience is never ending but man will be punished before my second coming for his wicked deeds. This punishment has been delayed for some time, but my Father will permit ecological upheavals in order to purify souls. Here is an important litany to help mitigate the punishment by my Father. Litany Prayer 4, to mitigate punishment by God the Father. O God the Most High, we beg you for mercy for the sins of your children. We thank you for the gift of the earth. We thank you for the gift of human life. We treasure the gift of life. We uphold the gift of life. We thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for the gift of redemption. We praise your divinity. We surrender completely before you so that your holy will can be completed on earth as it is in heaven. We thank you for the gift of the illumination of conscience. We thank you for the promise of eternal life. We welcome the new paradise. We beg you to save all souls, including those who torment you and those who are lost to you. We thank you for the love you show all your children. We thank you for the gift of prophecy. We thank you for the gift of prayer. We ask you to grant us peace and salvation. Amen. My daughter, this mission will become even more difficult as the hatred of man against man intensifies and divides. God's loyal disciples will be tempted to give in to the sins, which will be disguised as the laws of tolerance. You must resist every attempt to turn your back on the truth of my teachings. When you leave all your trials in my holy hands, you will find this mission to save souls much easier. Your Jesus. The next message is titled, Ignore Questions or Demands Made of You to Change My Words, given on Sunday, January 13th, 2013. Jesus says, My dearly beloved daughter, you must never forget who your Master is. When you are being dragged in every direction, and when my disciples place enormous loads upon your shoulders, you must resist. Place yourself in my holy hands, remain alone, and ask me to handle everything. You must only respond to my voice. Any other voice which commands you to do my holy work, according to their ways, their interpretations, must be ignored. Many who follow this mission must understand that my holy word may not be scrutinized, changed, or adapted to suit others. My word is sacred. Accept what I say in faith and be content. Trying to find hidden meanings, sensation, or seek fortune-telling is offensive to me. Learn to listen to my voice. Let it touch your soul and be thankful that I give you this gift of my intimate teachings and desires. I do this out of compassion for you and because I love you. To question and demand that I give you the answers you want to hear is insulting to me. My daughter, please ignore questions or demands made of you to change my words or the meaning of what I say to you. You do not, as I have told you before, have the authority to do so. Even when those devious souls plant difficult questions to which you do not have the answer, remain silent. To those of you who continue to try and trip me up by challenging and criticizing my holy word, know that you are but a poor, weak sinner. It is not that you ask questions for the good of your soul, which I find displeasing. It is your refusal to accept that I, Jesus Christ, could ever communicate to the world as I do now. If you take my word and twist it to suit your way, it will become meaningless. If you then tear it apart in order to defy this, my holy mission, to save this last generation, then you will be thrown to one side. My plan is powerful now as I lead humanity quickly onwards along the path of truth. Those who wander and stray will be left behind. There is only so much time left to save each of you. Why do you waste it? Every minute is precious. Allow me the chance to lead you, teach you, and salvage you. Obedience to me, your Jesus, is required if I am to help you. You can only obey me when you surrender your will to me. When you do this, confusion will no longer be present in your soul. Your Jesus. The next message is titled, Despite my divinity, I feel sickened by and disgusted with the sins of man. Given on Monday, January 14th, 2013, Jesus says, My dearly beloved daughter, the time for preparation for the warning is short. This is a time when, no matter how painful the persecution is, you must ignore everything except my holy word. As the preparations begin, let no one stop you, my beloved followers, as you prepare your souls and pray for those who will die in mortal sin during the warning. You, my followers and my sacred servants, will endure now the pain I feel as I look down upon wretched sinners. Despite my divinity, I feel sickened by and disgusted with the sins of man as they are paraded before my eyes. Their arrogance, the insolence, and the pride demonstrated by these sinners emulate exactly the traits of Satan and his demons. These same evil spirits have devoured the souls of God's children so that they no longer seem like the children they once were when they took their first breath. So stuffed with pride and convinced of their own invincibility are they that they are no longer capable of allowing the Spirit of God to touch their souls. This is why they need your prayers. I bless you with the grace to save these souls, and you must, for my sake, help me to help them. Not content in satisfying his own lust to feed his bodily desires, man then feels he must interfere with my creation. He then takes steps where he tries not only to emulate the power of God when it comes to the creation of human life and the taking of human life, he thinks he has the power to replace the existence of God. He believes now in his own divinity, which is nothing but a lie placed within his soul by Satan, to whom he has pledged his allegiance. These steps, which man now takes, go beyond the boundaries permitted by God. Now that the churches of God are to be besieged by the spirit of evil from enemies and impostors, the punishment will finally descend upon the earth. My Father's power will be witnessed, and his punishments will be severe. It will shock even the most arrogant sinner, who will be in no doubt whose hand has fallen upon the earth. My Father will do this in order to rid the earth of wickedness, while enabling, at the same time, the growth of his army of loyal followers who will help in the salvation of souls. Sin has damaged the earth you walk on, and it can be seen in disease, pollution, and the corruption among your governments. The stain of sin covers the world, so that it has become a disgusting and vile thing in the eyes of my Father. He who created the world as a place where he could nurture his family is heartbroken. My Father is also angry, and the scales of justice have now tipped. His punishment cannot be stopped where it has become necessary. Help your brothers and sisters, especially those who have created laws which interfere with those created by God, the Most High. You must do this through the crusade prayers. Be strong, be brave, be hopeful, and fear nothing. If you love me, your Jesus. The next message is titled, Please Take This New Gift of Healing I Present to You Now. Given on Tuesday, January 15th, 2013. Jesus says, My dearly beloved daughter, as this mission continues to grow and expand around the world, it will come with new miracles, which, in my love and compassion, will be given to those who suffer terribly. When I came the first time, my mercy was extended to those souls who needed my help. There will be those who will be infiltrated by a lack of faith and who will be afflicted by terrible physical suffering. Those who come to me, I will ease their suffering. I will do this to ignite the faith of their souls, but it will be by the power of the Holy Spirit by which they can only be healed. Bring me your sufferings, bring me your worries, bring me your pain. Come to me through your prayers and I will listen. I wish to take you all in my sacred arms and protect you. Please take this new gift of healing I present to you now. It is in the form of a crusade prayer and will cure you in mind, body, and soul. By this prayer, I bequeath the precious gift of healing. By reciting it, you will know that this request for help will bring down upon you and those you include in this prayer great gifts from heaven. As such, it comes with a special protection for the renewal of those lost who are unsure of their faith and who feel a sense of weariness. They may be suffering from doubts. They may be suffering with physical diseases, which are destroying their ability to allow me to bring them peace, love, and comfort. To receive this blessing for healing, please recite this crusade prayer. Crusade Prayer 94, to cure the mind, body, and soul. O dear Jesus, I lay myself before you, weary, sick, and pain, and with a longing to hear your voice. Let me be touched by your divine presence, so that I will be flooded by your divine light through my mind, body, and soul. I trust in your mercy. I surrender my pain and suffering completely before you, and I ask that you give me the grace to trust in you, so that you can cure me of this pain and darkness, so that I can become whole again, and so that I can follow the path of truth, and allow you to lead me to life in the new paradise. Amen. It is your faith that must concern you first. Then, by the grace of my mercy, I will respond to your request for healing, according to my holy will. Your beloved Jesus. The next message is titled, Everything Will Be Done to Cause Disruption to Your Prayer Groups, given on Thursday, January 17th, 2013. Jesus says, My dearly beloved daughter, the fire of the Holy Spirit has intensified amongst my prayer groups, and they will now spread throughout the world and multiply 1,000-fold. The grace bestowed upon these groups will enable them to set up quickly and grow, just as I intended them to. As the fire of truth engulfs the earth, so also will the darkness descend like a great thick fog. The evil one and his demons will torment as many as they can in order to take them away from me. I cannot let him do this. The pain of being separated from these poor souls who give in willingly to the lies fed to them by Satan is very difficult for me to bear. Nothing, however, can stop the word of God, although it may not seem like this to many of you. By my power, I will spread love through those souls who respond to my call for prayers. When they surrender their free will to me, I can do what is necessary to draw them to the love of God. This love has been missing from their lives for some time. They will then recognize the emptiness they had felt inside before I bring them this comfort. The comfort they have been missing is the calmness of soul which can only come from me. Come to me and I will help you to see all that matters. Listen to my voice now as I gather all nations and bring my family together so that I can prepare you for your new life where death will no longer exist. Neither death of the body or the soul can exist in my new paradise. Death will be finished. My new paradise is ready, but it must be filled with every single soul alive in the world today. This is my great desire. To my followers, you must prepare now for the terrible trials which you will have to face because of your response to my call. Everything will be done to cause disruption to your prayer groups. Many priests, for example, will try to stop them. You will be told not to attend them. You will be told that they are not permitted. You will be told my prayers come from the spirit of evil. You will be given every kind of excuse, all of them simply meant to prevent my work from being done. I urge you to work together in peace and harmony. Do not allow differences of opinion to halt this work. This is a time when Satan will try to drive a wedge between you all, so that the crusade prayers are not spread globally as dictated by me. The Jesus to Mankind prayer groups must be set up everywhere. They will be an integral part of the formation and coordination of my remnant army on earth. You must work closely in love and harmony and keep in touch with my daughter, Maria. I have instructed her to assist, where possible, in guiding you. I have sent her a group of people who will coordinate these groups in different regions in the world. You must each focus on your own region and link with each other. Maria will be instructed by me as to how I need them to be managed and the format I desire. I will bless each prayer group when they agree to my direction. I need members of the clergy involved and prayer books to be used. Maria will let you know what is expected soon. Prepare for this global mission like no other. It is the final mission to save souls, and every step of the way is dictated by me, Jesus Christ. So I ask that you place all your trust in me. Rejoice, for you are blessed to be given this role in the most important time in the history of the world. For this, you will receive many gifts from me, as I need your help to save souls. Allow me to give you the blessings of protection for the Jesus to Mankind Crusade prayer groups in every single location as they are being set up. My love, my blessing, my beloved disciples, you bring me peace, love, and comfort at this time. Your beloved Jesus. The next message is titled, Virgin Mary, the abolition of all signs of my son will mean the beginning of the end. Given on Friday, January 18th, 2013. Mary says, My children, the tide has turned as sin continues to spread everywhere. As sin becomes acceptable in the hearts of man, the earth will groan in agony beneath the weight of darkness. The world war is being staged, and soon it will reveal the ugliness which lies in the hearts of world leaders who are united as if by an umbilical cord. One feeds the other, but soon none will remain a leader in their own nations because they will only answer to one master, the Antichrist. To many, the world may seem the same, but it is not. It is because of the evil brought about by the demons incarnate who wander the corridors of power that the whole of humanity will suffer. The power held by these slaves to evil leaders will mean that civil rights will disappear. The signs can already be seen. Soon they will all be abolished, and you will have to trust in my son and surrender to him so that you can withstand the injustices which you will have to bear witness to. The abolition of all signs of my son will mean the beginning of the end. Once this happens, you will know that the time for the second coming is close. You must keep in prayer, children, and continue to recite the crusade prayers, for they are very powerful and will help to mitigate the suffering which is being planned by the evil group. The earth will now shake where the seats of these demonically influenced leaders are located. The hand of God, the Most High, will strike the earth, but many of those who lead sinful lives can be saved through your prayers. The influence of the evil one is now being felt amongst the churches and those who proclaim the holy word of God. They are the primary targets of the evil one, and the Antichrist will not relent in his pursuit to destroy all Christian churches. Pray, pray, pray for the army of Christ to remain calm and at peace. It will be when you trust completely in my son through the surrender of your free will that you will become strong. Then you will be able to withstand these trials. Your beloved mother, Mother of Salvation. The next message is titled, You Devour So Easily Those False Words Presented to You by Liars. Given on Friday, January 18th, 2013. Jesus says, My dearly beloved daughter, how easy is it for my voice to be drowned out by the screeches of the false prophets who infiltrate the world at this time? How foolish are those amongst you, including my faithful followers, who are so hungry for my love that you devour so easily those false words presented to you by liars? Don't you know that I only convey my word to but just a few souls? Have I not told you that my words given to you now are the last of their kind? Why then do you eagerly seek out the words of newly declared prophets who claim to speak on my behalf? their desires to seek glory and attention. What they do is feed my flock with a weak alternative, full of words with no substance. For many of those poor souls, they mean no harm, as many are being led by their devotion to me in order to impart the love of God. Yet, I do not instruct them to do so, for I do not reveal to them my sacred word or details of my sacred plan. Others sadly are being influenced by the spirit of evil in order to detract from my holy word. While so many voices from the mouths of false prophets command the attention of many, my true voice is cast to one side. To those of you who seek my voice and who witness the words of many self-proclaimed prophets, you must listen to me now. There are chosen souls through whom I have communicated for decades. I still communicate with them. Since the start of this mission, I have not given one more single soul permission to proclaim my word in public at this time, with the exception of those beloved chosen souls who have worked for me for years. How do I raise my voice so that you can hear me? What is it you seek? Is it the truth? Is it sensation? Is it poetry, which reminds you of how my words should appear on paper? Why then, of all of the prophets who say they speak on my behalf, do you reject me through these messages? Oh, how you are being deceived. How you are being drawn away from my loving arms. How you are being seduced to listen to sweet sounds, which bear no similarity to my true word. The time will come when you will be ashamed of your cruelty, your bitter rejection of my holy word, your stubborn refusal born out of the sin of pride to embrace my sacred word at this time. For this is the time for the truth to be revealed to humanity for the sake of your souls and the souls of every man, woman, and child. I promised the world that the truth would be revealed to them during this time, yet so many of you are blind and deaf to the word of God. I ask that you reflect on your quest for my mercy, my word, and my promise. Then you must beg me to guide you and give you the clarity of mind so that you can see me, hear me, trust me, and finally surrender in full to my desire to save your soul. You must not waste time pondering or being led astray, for I need you. Your Jesus. The next message is titled, Virgin Mary, You Must Fight Every Law and Every Argument Which Promotes Abortion, given on Saturday, January 19th, 2013. Mary says, My child, when evil acts escalate, as in the way nations attempt to introduce abortion, the Holy Spirit descends upon God's children so that they can gain the courage to fight back. Abortion is the gravest sin in the eyes of my Father. No reason can be presented to him which can justify this vile act against the creation of God. Abortion is an affront to the sacred creation of humanity and brings with it a terrible punishment. Every argument will be made to justify it amongst your nations, but nothing can make it ever acceptable to God. No one has the right to interfere with the gift of life, created by God, the creator of all that is. Many poor souls believe that they show compassion when they condone abortion, but all they do is condone murder, which is a grave sin. You must fight every law and every argument which promotes abortion and safeguard the life of God's children inside the wombs of their mothers. You must never feel fear when you proclaim the sacredness of life. Pray, pray, pray for those souls who cannot accept the importance of life and the sacred act of God's creation. These souls need your prayers and patience. Show them you will not accept their demands to get you to condone the murder of an unborn child of God. Your beloved mother, Mother of Salvation. The next message is titled, It is the Missions of the True Prophets Which Cause Outrage, given on Sunday, January 20th, 2013. Jesus says, My dearly beloved daughter, it is my greatest wish to see unbelievers read my holy word. Even were it only for just a few minutes, they would be tempted to come back to my script again and again. Because Satan deceives the world into believing he does not exist, or that his demons, the fallen angels, do not roam the world freely, seeking refuge in the hearts and bodies of people, he is unknown to unbelievers. It is only when man accepts the existence of evil in the world will he truly open his mind to accept the existence of God. When evil spirits wander, they seek out places where they can easily enter a soul. Once within the soul, they are very difficult to get rid of. They cling to those poor souls who have no faith or trust in God. They attack my followers in similar ways, and only their prayers can offer them protection. When a prophet has been sent into the world, Satan and his demons will go to extraordinary lengths to fight the gift of prophecy. You, my daughter, are surrounded by the attacks of Satan. This takes many forms. People who respond to my messages will be tormented also. Doubts will, firstly, be planted within their hearts by the spirit of evil, who will then create anxiety within the soul. This will lead them to question and challenge my messages until their doubts turn into hatred. Many souls you associate with, unbeknown to them, will be tempted constantly to betray you. Some strangers will come up and say to you that they also are prophets. Some of those souls who came to you since the start of this mission in the pretense that they were also prophets of mine with special gifts from me and lied to you are your worst enemies. They are infested by evil spirits, and many, sadly, do not realize this. Those sacred servants of mine to whom you confide and who betrayed you were also stopped from doing their duty to me because of the spirit of jealousy. There are very few who can be trusted to work with my prophets, which is why the genuine ones have to work alone, with just a handful of people they can trust. You, my followers, must never feel hurt or insulted when I will not permit my prophet to meet you or participate in public events. As the end-time prophet, I cannot permit diversions. I need all of Maria's time and devotion. It will be I, Jesus Christ, who will guide you in your prayers and through my prayer groups. Never underestimate the spirit of evil, which creates doubts and arguments amongst you, along with the temptation to walk away. Recognize the reasons for this. It is because Satan's biggest war is being waged in this time. It is the missions of the true prophets which cause outrage. It is I, Jesus, who leads the battle against the evil one, and it is I who will win it. Your beloved Jesus. The next message is titled, "These people will destroy my churches, and few will be allowed to offer the daily sacrifices," given on Sunday, January 20th, 2013. Jesus says, "My dearly beloved daughter, I wish that my disciples will embrace the changes which will lie ahead without fear. It is because of these changes that man can be purified. The evil acts of war and the abolition of your rights brought about to control the way in which your countries are run will soon come about. If this final battle between my Father's kingdom and the devil and his evil spirits were not to take place, then evil could not be destroyed. There will be attempts made constantly to take over your currencies and your personal access to money, but your prayers can stop these wicked leaders from inflicting this attempt at slavery. These people will destroy my churches, and few will be allowed to offer the daily sacrifices. Yet, there will be those among them which will remain standing because of the grace of God. They will persecute the church and cause a big division amongst leaders in the Christian churches, and yet there will be priests and clergy still left standing because they will refuse to submit to this pressure. They will try to stop the sacraments of baptism, Holy Communion, and confession, and yet these faithful and brave sacred servants will continue to serve me. Remember, your prayers will dilute the impact and severity of these trials. When my chosen souls pray for these acts of mercy, especially, I will respond to their calls. Your Jesus. The next message is titled, My time, which is entwined with the divine will of my Father, is almost upon you. Given on Monday, January 21st, 2013, Jesus says, My dearly beloved daughter, my time on earth may seem to have ended at my crucifixion, but that was only the beginning. My time, which is entwined with the divine will of my Father, is almost upon you, and finally, I will come once again to envelop humanity into my sacred heart. Much has been achieved, not only by you, my dearly beloved disciples, but by the faith of my church in standing up to the persecution inflicted upon my body on earth by secular governments. How I love my loyal followers. How much comfort they bring me because of their firm and loyal allegiance. The Holy Spirit is rampant in these times and was cast like a net over humanity as an antidote to the spirit of evil present in the hearts of men. Were you my followers to see as I see the evil spirits who roam the earth seeking a home, you would die of fright. They seek refuge in the human soul and the home they inhabit. Souls who do not love me, who reject God and who follow false teachings spread by Satan, including New Age organizations who pose as religious and spiritual organizations, leave themselves wide open to these spirits. Many of these souls would be insulted if they were told that they were carriers of such wicked spirits. They would not believe it, even when they show signs of deep emotional distress. These evil spirits, and there are many, show themselves to me where they squirm in blackness before me. I can see them sneering and spitting at me from their vile mouths. When they are present in God's children, they transform the person they have entered, albeit slowly at first. In time, these poor souls will spew out obscenities against God and the laws laid down by Him. They will promote wicked acts of every kind and will go to great lengths to seduce other souls into committing sin. As they increase the speed of their infestation, the Holy Spirit, present in the hearts of my followers, will stage a powerful battle to help eradicate this evil. This is why prayer is so important. Your prayers offered up to stop the spread of evil laws which offend God will be heard and acted upon. Please continue to recite the Crusade Prayer 87 to protect your nation from evil and so that evil acts of persecution can be mitigated. Your Jesus. That's all the time we have for this episode. Just a little update. With the conclusion of this episode, I have passed the halfway point in the third volume of the Book of Truth. In other words, this series should be halfway complete. Before I end this episode, I want to remind everyone that fear is not something you should have in your hearts due to the events that are taking place in the world. Everything is truly in the hands of God. Whether you see climate-related disasters or God's word being subtly taken away from the general population, you must know that these things have been foretold. Do not think for one moment that we are completely helpless. Jesus has said multiple times that our prayers are the answer. Prayers will dilute these events. If and when you are struggling, all you need to do is pray. Jesus always hears your prayers, so have faith and trust that He will take care of you. If you allow fear and distress to enter your hearts, you cannot bring peace, love, and joy to those around you. We must act as the light of Christ in the world for those who do not know Him. Thank you for listening to this episode. May God be with you all.